So what do we expect this time? And what about after November 8th? Let's assume that maybe Donald Trump doesn't win this election. That's the way the polls are leaning right now. What's next for him? You know, this was part of, some would say, his third act, but Trump could have four, five, six acts. You never know. He's got kind of mercurial character. Let's visit this morning with our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, and the website, of course, drjohnb.com. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I do think the speculation on what Donald Trump is going to do seems to be heating up. I seem to be reading things and hearing things. And I've done some thinking about that myself. Even though, you know, the race isn't over, and certainly he wouldn't see it over. But, you know, whether you see him, and certainly people see him differently, as a narcissist or a paternal figure who feels a need to look after his followers, or someone who believes he and his millions of supporters have morphed into to the Donald, if you will, or an avenging angel, I did say horns and all.
or all of the above.
Who must clear and even destroy the serpent-infested cesspool of modern Washington, D.C. So,
okay. okay. I mean, the imagery there.
Well, see, the thing is, so I've kind of broken this down in my own mind. He can return to the splendid life of a billionaire. He can continue to grow his real estate empire. He can return to reality TV. He can become a media mogul with the help of Roger Ailes and others, this being the previous head of Fox News. He also can start 1,000 lawsuits to get even with governmental and others he feels have lied about him and deserve to be punished publicly. And he can also develop his own political party. So I think that Donald Trump, by losing, might actually find he has more control over his life than he would if ever he were to win and be the presidential candidate. And the reason I think it's kind of interesting to speculate on what he's going to do, most people after an election, they just go back to a life, whatever it might be.
Right.
Romney went back to semi-retired, you could say. Hillary would go back to in the foundation doing whatever she might be doing. But Trump has so many things that he might do with what appears to be limitless energy and with a tremendous set of family members that are highly talented and skilled on their own, including his son-in-law, this Jared Kushner, who I've been reading more about, is the owner and publisher of the New York's Observer magazine, and apparently is a person who advises his father-in-law.
This is Ivanka's husband, right?
Advises him, and he has recently met with Ira Barkoff, is the name, an investment banker with media experience. So as I've been reading about this, it looks like Donald Trump is always a step or two ahead of what he's doing at the present. So I have no idea if he's going to lose the election. Everything is kind of looking that way, if I can believe the polls. I would simply say it's going to be quite a ride again with him after the election if he does not win, because there are obviously millions of people in the country, and this might be on any side of the aisle, that are really disaffected, that are angry, and clearly he represents some millions of these folks, so he could be oddly in a power position even afterwards.
So you think there'll be
a political party?
There'll be at some point TNN, Trump Network News?
Well, you know, I think I've actually done a lot of thinking about this since I thought this came to my mind. When I first started hearing about this, I thought, oh my goodness. But then I was thinking, that seems to be his thing. And now you have Roger Ailes available, who obviously is, I'll even use the word a media genius. He clearly knows what he's doing. And if he's available, and with a son-in-law who apparently is exceptionally bright and knows this area, the daughter, I believe, is worth like $400-some million on her own, having nothing to do with him. So if I can go by what I read. So he clearly has the ability, he has the income, he has the resources, the people around him. But, yeah, I think he could become, oddly, a media mogul. He certainly has just enhanced his notoriety or noticeability or whatever word you want to say. So I think the Donald is far from disappearing if he loses this election. And personally, as a psychologist, I think he'd be happier if he lost and did go into some of these other roles where he would have total control of what's going on.
Now, the cynic in me, the H.L. Mencken side, would say, well, you also have Roger Ailes and Donald Trump, two guys working together, if they were on this, who've just been accused endlessly of groping. It's you'd have that to battle with as well.
You know what I think, though? I think once you get into the media world, okay, you know, if we're dealing with Hollywood, potentially, if we're dealing with whatever, we're dealing with a whole different set of values. Don't hear this as an approving, because I obviously am not aware of everything that's going on. But
sure,
I think
me neither.
That in that particular world, you're dealing with a different set of values. I mean, because if you were Mencken, you could be arguing, well, apparently it's worse to be a harasser or whatever than it is to be lying about what you're doing with government servers and other activity. I mean, Mencken would have quite a time, he being the old writer and cynic in some ways for decades, actually, on mm-hmm. the American scene.
Right.
And we don't really have anybody remotely like him.
Believe me, when I put it that way, I was giving myself false credit. I'm not H.L. Mencken. But if I had an nth of that, that's the way I would probably look at this, with a very probably cynical side view.
Well, there would be. You could, I think, clearly take a cynical side view. The point would be, though, not whether one would be cynical or optimistic or whatever. The point is, he would have the resources and the ability.
Yeah, no, you're right.
To do something. You know, he's obviously a very talented business person. He may not be at this point showing he's that overly talented in terms of winning an election. One thing I do feel, though, he's being himself, which is obviously a good and a bad. And
I get exactly what you're saying.
I think the highly sophisticated person who's used to matching every word, sorting out 100 different meanings for it, I mean, he just runs right in there like a bull in a china shop. That's why I think if he were in the media, I think he would. That would be a natural place. Of course, he's been there. It's not like that would be something new for him. So I think it's going to be fascinating. If he wins, I think then he'll really be in the midst of a hornet's nest and every day, every minute. Whereas if he were to lose, I think he would feel like a butterfly flying forward.
Yeah. You could be right. And he's the type of person too, Doc, who I remember riding in an elevator with a very high level state of Michigan official years ago. And there was a pause and they said to me, and we were doing a story, and they said, well, you know, I am looking forward to retirement. And I said, I don't buy that, because you like being in the fray, and you never want to get out of the fray. I think Donald Trump likes being in the fray.
And, I think he enjoys it.
Yeah.
You know, very few people in life have billions of dollars at their disposal, have the media that they know like the back of their hand. They know TV. They know how to build things. And if he's aggrieved and angry and has the resources, my, oh, my, what a next 10, 20 years of his life.
Interesting. Interesting takeover overall here, Doc. Of course, our good friend Dr. John Braccio, he is at Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. The podcast will be there shortly. You could review this podcast. We'll see what transpires out of this. This is a little Nostradamus moment here as we look forward for Donald Trump with the election still, of course, at hand. DrJohnB.com, the website. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Always a pleasure when you bring in Mencken and Nostradamus. Well, you're ready at it, Dave. We'll take a look, my friend.
We will indeed. Take care. 1320. This is WILS.